The Stress-Free Guide to Stress Management by Linda D. Harper. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Stress-Free Guide to Stress Management by Linda D. Harper is a comprehensive guide to understanding and managing stress in our lives. The book begins with an introduction that explains the importance of recognizing and managing stress, as well as how it can affect us both physically and mentally. It then goes on to discuss the different types of stressors we may encounter, such as work, family, relationships, finances, health issues, etc., and provide strategies for dealing with them effectively. The next section focuses on identifying personal triggers for stress and developing coping skills to manage them. This includes learning relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises or progressive muscle relaxation, setting realistic goals, creating healthy boundaries, practicing self-care activities like exercise or meditation, using positive affirmations, seeking professional help when needed, and more. The third part of the book looks at how lifestyle changes can reduce overall levels of stress in our lives. This includes making time for leisure activities like hobbies or socializing with friends, getting enough sleep each night, eating a balanced diet full of nutritious foods, avoiding unhealthy habits like smoking or drinking alcohol excessively, exercising regularly, even if it's just taking a walk, reducing clutter around your home/workplace environment so you don't feel overwhelmed by too much stuff. Finally, the last section offers tips on how to stay motivated during times when life feels overwhelming due to high levels of stress. These include focusing on what you can control rather than worrying about things outside your control, like other people's opinions, breaking down large tasks into smaller ones so they seem less daunting, rewarding yourself after completing difficult tasks, such as treating yourself to something special, asking for help from others when needed instead of trying to do everything alone. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Identify your stressors, recognize the sources of stress in your life and take steps to reduce or eliminate them. This can include changing your environment, lifestyle, or attitude. Main idea number 2. Develop healthy habits. Establishing healthy habits such as regular exercise, healthy eating, and adequate sleep can help reduce stress levels. Main idea number 3. Practice relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and guided imagery can help reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Main idea number 4. Manage your time. Learning to manage your time more effectively can help reduce stress by allowing you to prioritize tasks and avoid procrastination. Main idea number 5. Develop positive thinking. Developing a positive attitude and outlook can help reduce stress by allowing you to focus on the good in life and not the bad. Main idea number 6. Practice self-care. Taking time for yourself to relax and recharge can help reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Main idea number 7. Connect with others. Connecting with friends, family, and other supportive people can help reduce stress by providing emotional support and a sense of belonging. Main idea number 8. Get organized. Developing organizational skills can help reduce stress by allowing you to stay on top of tasks and avoid feeling overwhelmed. Main idea number 9. Set realistic goals. Setting realistic goals can help reduce stress by allowing you to focus on achievable objectives and avoid feeling overwhelmed. Main idea number 10. Take breaks. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can help reduce stress by allowing you to take a step back and recharge. Main idea number 11. Avoid unhealthy coping mechanisms. Avoiding unhealthy coping mechanisms such as substance abuse, overeating, or excessive shopping can help reduce stress levels. Main idea number 12. Exercise. Regular exercise can help reduce stress by releasing endorphins and providing an outlet for stress. Main idea number 13. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep can help reduce stress by allowing your body and mind to rest and recharge. Main idea number 14. Eat healthy. Eating a healthy diet can help reduce stress by providing your body with the nutrients it needs to function properly. Main idea number 15. Practice mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness can help reduce stress by allowing you to be present in the moment and focus on the here and now. Main idea number 16. Take time for fun. Taking time for fun activities such as hobbies, games, or socializing can help reduce stress by providing an outlet for stress. Main idea number 17. Learn to say no. Learning to say no to tasks or requests that are not necessary can help reduce stress by allowing you to prioritize tasks and avoid feeling overwhelmed. Main idea number 18. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude can help reduce stress by allowing you to focus on the good in life and not the bad. Main idea number 19. Seek professional help. Seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor can help reduce stress by providing emotional support and guidance. Main idea number 20. Develop a stress management plan. Developing a stress management plan can help reduce stress by allowing you to identify stressors and develop strategies to manage them. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Identifying your stressors is an important step in managing stress. Stress can come from a variety of sources, such as work, family, relationships, and even our own thoughts and feelings. It's important to recognize the sources of stress in our lives so that we can take steps to reduce or eliminate them. This could include changing our environment by creating a more calming atmosphere at home or work, altering our lifestyle by making time for relaxation activities like yoga or meditation, or adjusting our attitude toward stressful situations by looking at them with a positive outlook. Once you have identified your stressors, it's important to take action to reduce their impact on your life. This could involve setting boundaries with people who are causing you undue stress, taking breaks throughout the day to relax and recharge, engaging in self-care activities like exercise and healthy eating habits, or seeking professional help if needed. Taking these proactive steps will help you manage your stress levels more effectively. Main idea number 2. Developing healthy habits is an important part of managing stress. Regular exercise can help to reduce stress levels by releasing endorphins, which are hormones that make us feel good and relaxed. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables can also help to reduce stress as it provides the body with essential nutrients needed for optimal health. Additionally, getting enough sleep each night helps to ensure that our bodies have time to rest and recover from the day's activities. In addition to regular exercise, healthy eating, and adequate sleep, other healthy habits such as practicing mindfulness or meditation can be beneficial in reducing stress levels. Mindfulness involves focusing on the present moment without judgment or criticism. This practice has been shown to improve mental clarity and emotional well-being. Similarly, meditation is a form of relaxation that allows us to focus on our breath while letting go of any thoughts or worries we may have. Establishing these healthy habits will not only help you manage your current level of stress but will also provide long-term benefits for your overall physical and mental health. Taking care of yourself now will pay off in the future. Main idea number 3. Practicing relaxation techniques can be an effective way to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Deep breathing is a simple technique that involves focusing on your breath, taking slow, deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. This helps to relax both the body and mind by slowing down heart rate and calming racing thoughts. Progressive muscle relaxation is another technique which involves tensing each muscle group for several seconds before releasing them one at a time. This helps to release tension from the body while also helping you become more aware of how your body feels when it's relaxed versus tense. Guided imagery is another popular relaxation technique which involves using visualization exercises to help create a peaceful mental state. You can use this technique by imagining yourself in a relaxing environment such as lying on a beach or walking through a meadow filled with wildflowers. Focusing on these images can help bring about feelings of calmness and peace. By practicing these techniques regularly, you will be able to better manage stress levels and enjoy improved overall well-being. Main idea number 4. Time management is an important skill to have in order to reduce stress. It involves setting priorities, breaking down tasks into manageable chunks, and avoiding procrastination. By taking the time to plan out your day and prioritize tasks, you can ensure that you are making progress on the most important items first. This will help prevent feeling overwhelmed by having too many things to do at once. It's also important to be realistic about how much time each task will take so that you don't end up overcommitting yourself or running out of time for other activities. Setting aside specific times during the day for certain tasks can also help keep you focused and organized. Finally, it's essential to give yourself breaks throughout the day in order to avoid burnout. By learning how to manage your time more effectively, you can reduce stress levels significantly by ensuring that all of your tasks get done without feeling overwhelmed or rushed. With practice and dedication, managing your time efficiently can become second nature. Main idea number 5. Developing positive thinking is an important part of stress management. It can help you to focus on the good in life and not the bad, which can reduce your overall stress levels. Positive thinking involves looking at situations from a more optimistic perspective and believing that things will work out for the best. This type of attitude helps to keep negative thoughts at bay, allowing you to stay focused on what's important. To develop positive thinking, it's important to practice gratitude and appreciation for all that you have in life. Take time each day to think about what makes you happy or thankful. This could be anything from family members or friends who are supportive, a job that provides financial security, or simply being able to enjoy nature around you. Focusing on these positives can help shift your mindset away from worrying about potential problems. It's also helpful to challenge any negative thoughts that come up by asking yourself if they are really true or just assumptions based on fear. If they are unfounded worries, then try replacing them with more realistic expectations instead. Finally, take some time each day for self-care activities such as exercise or meditation, which can help clear your mind and give you a sense of peace. Main idea number 6. Practicing self-care is an important part of managing stress. Taking time for yourself to relax and recharge can help reduce stress levels and improve overall well-being. Self-care activities can include anything from taking a hot bath or reading a book, to going for a walk in nature or meditating. It's important to find activities that you enjoy doing and make them part of your regular routine. This will help ensure that you are taking the necessary steps to manage your stress levels. Self-care also involves making sure that you are getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals, exercising regularly, and engaging in meaningful relationships with others. All of these things contribute to our physical health as well as our mental health. When we take care of ourselves physically, it helps us better cope with stressful situations when they arise. It's also important to remember that self-care isn't just about relaxation. It's also about setting boundaries so that we don't overextend ourselves or become overwhelmed by too many commitments or responsibilities. Setting limits on how much work we do each day, saying no when needed, and delegating tasks if possible can all be helpful strategies for managing stress. Main idea number 7. Connecting with others is an important part of managing stress. Having a strong support system can help you cope with difficult situations and provide emotional comfort when times are tough. Friends, family members, and other supportive people can offer encouragement, understanding, and advice that can help reduce stress levels. When connecting with others, it's important to be mindful of the type of relationships you have. Make sure to surround yourself with positive people who will lift your spirits rather than bring you down. It's also beneficial to reach out for help if needed. Don't be afraid to ask for assistance from those around you. In addition to providing emotional support, connecting with others can also give us a sense of belonging. Knowing that we are not alone in our struggles helps us feel connected and supported by those around us. Main idea number 8. Getting organized is an important part of stress management. Developing organizational skills can help you stay on top of tasks and avoid feeling overwhelmed. It can also help you to prioritize tasks, set realistic goals, and manage your time more effectively. Organizational skills involve creating systems for managing information, materials, and activities in a way that makes them easier to access and use when needed. This could include setting up filing systems for paperwork or using digital tools such as calendars or task lists to keep track of deadlines and commitments. Having these systems in place will make it easier to find what you need quickly without having to search through piles of clutter. Developing organizational skills takes practice, but the effort is worth it in the long run. Start by breaking down large projects into smaller steps so they are less overwhelming. Set aside specific times each day or week for organizing tasks so that they don't pile up over time. Finally, be sure to reward yourself when you complete a task or reach a goal. This will motivate you to continue developing your organizational skills. Main idea number 9. Setting realistic goals is an important part of managing stress. When you set unrealistic expectations for yourself, it can lead to feelings of frustration and disappointment when those expectations are not met. On the other hand, setting achievable goals allows you to focus on what is possible and gives you a sense of accomplishment when they are achieved. Realistic goals should be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely, SMART. This means that your goal should have a clear purpose with defined parameters so that progress can be tracked. It should also be something that is realistically within reach given the resources available to you. Additionally, it should align with your overall objectives in order to ensure its relevance. By taking the time to create SMART goals for yourself or your team members, you will be able to reduce stress by focusing on achievable objectives instead of feeling overwhelmed by unachievable ones. Setting realistic goals will help keep everyone motivated while still allowing them enough flexibility to adjust their plans if needed. Main idea number 10. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can be an effective way to reduce stress. Breaks provide a much-needed opportunity to step away from whatever is causing you stress and take some time for yourself. During your break, it's important to focus on activities that help you relax and recharge, such as taking a walk outside or listening to calming music. Taking breaks also gives you the chance to refocus your energy and come back with fresh perspective on how best to tackle any stressful tasks. In addition, taking regular breaks can help improve productivity by allowing you more time for reflection and creativity. When we are constantly working without stopping, our minds become overwhelmed, which leads us into a state of mental fatigue. By taking short but frequent breaks throughout the day, we give ourselves the opportunity to reset our minds so that when we return back to work, we are able to refresh our ideas and approach tasks in new ways. Main idea number 11. Unhealthy coping mechanisms can be a way to temporarily relieve stress, but they often lead to more problems in the long run. Substance abuse, overeating, and excessive shopping are all examples of unhealthy coping mechanisms that should be avoided. These behaviors can have serious physical and mental health consequences, as well as financial implications if not managed properly. Instead of relying on these unhealthy methods for dealing with stress, it is important to find healthier ways to cope. Exercise is one great option. It releases endorphins, which help reduce stress levels while also providing other physical benefits. Other healthy activities such as yoga or meditation can also help manage stress levels in a positive way. It's also important to take time out for yourself when feeling overwhelmed by life's demands. Taking breaks throughout the day or engaging in hobbies you enjoy can provide an outlet from stressful situations and give your mind some much-needed rest. By avoiding unhealthy coping mechanisms and finding healthier alternatives instead, you will be able to better manage your stress levels and live a happier life overall. Main idea number 12. Exercise is an important part of stress management. Regular exercise can help reduce stress by releasing endorphins, which are hormones that act as natural painkillers and mood enhancers. Exercise also provides an outlet for the physical symptoms of stress, such as muscle tension and increased heart rate. By engaging in regular physical activity, you can help to reduce your overall levels of stress. In addition to reducing stress, exercise has many other benefits, including improved cardiovascular health, stronger bones and muscles, better sleep quality, improved mental clarity and focus, increased energy levels throughout the day, weight loss or maintenance if desired, and a greater sense of well-being. When it comes to managing your stress levels through exercise, there are no hard rules about what type or how much you should do. The key is finding something that works for you, whether it's walking around the block every morning before work or joining a gym class twice a week, whatever helps you feel relaxed and energized afterwards. Main idea number 13. Getting enough sleep is essential for managing stress. When we don't get enough rest, our bodies and minds become fatigued, making it difficult to cope with the demands of everyday life. Not getting enough sleep can also lead to irritability, difficulty concentrating, and a weakened immune system. When you make sure that you are getting adequate rest each night, your body will be better equipped to handle stressful situations. You'll have more energy throughout the day and be able to think more clearly when faced with challenging tasks or decisions. Additionally, research has shown that people who get sufficient amounts of sleep tend to have lower levels of cortisol, the hormone associated with stress, in their systems. If you're having trouble sleeping at night due to stress or anxiety, there are several things you can do to help improve your quality of rest. Try avoiding caffeine late in the day as well as screens before bedtime. Both can interfere with your ability to fall asleep quickly and stay asleep through the night. Exercise during the day can also help tire out your body so that it's easier for you to drift off into a peaceful slumber. Main idea number 14. Eating a healthy diet is an important part of managing stress. When we are stressed, our bodies need more nutrients to help us cope with the demands placed on it. Eating a balanced diet that includes plenty of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats can provide your body with the energy and nutrients it needs to function properly. A healthy diet also helps reduce inflammation in the body, which can be caused by stress hormones like cortisol. Inflammation has been linked to many chronic diseases such as heart disease and diabetes, so reducing inflammation through proper nutrition is essential for overall health. In addition to providing your body with necessary nutrients, eating a healthy diet can also help improve moods by increasing serotonin levels in the brain. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that helps regulate emotions such as happiness and contentment, so having adequate levels of this hormone can help you feel better emotionally. Finally, eating nutritious foods will give you more energy throughout the day, which can make it easier to manage stressful situations when they arise. Having enough energy will allow you to think clearly and respond appropriately instead of reacting impulsively or feeling overwhelmed. Main idea number 15. Practicing mindfulness is a great way to reduce stress and increase your overall well-being. Mindfulness involves being aware of the present moment, without judgment or attachment. It can help you become more aware of your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in order to gain insight into how they affect your life. By focusing on the here and now, it allows you to take a step back from stressful situations and observe them objectively. Mindfulness also helps cultivate self-compassion by allowing us to be kinder towards ourselves when we experience difficult emotions or challenging situations. Instead of getting caught up in negative thought patterns that can lead to further stress, practicing mindfulness encourages us to accept our experiences with kindness and understanding. Finally, mindfulness can help improve concentration by teaching us how to focus on one task at a time instead of multitasking or becoming easily distracted. This improved focus can help reduce stress levels as well as enhance productivity. Main idea number 16. Taking time for fun activities can be an important part of managing stress. Fun activities provide a much-needed break from the daily grind and allow us to relax, unwind, and enjoy ourselves. Hobbies such as painting, playing music, or gardening can help take our minds off of stressful situations and give us something enjoyable to focus on instead. Playing games with friends or family members is another great way to reduce stress while having fun at the same time. Socializing with others can also help relieve stress by providing an opportunity to connect with people who understand what we are going through. In addition to helping reduce stress levels, taking time for fun activities can also improve overall mental health by boosting moods and increasing feelings of happiness. Studies have shown that engaging in leisure activities has been linked to improved physical health as well as increased life satisfaction. Taking regular breaks from work or other responsibilities allows us to recharge our batteries so that we are better able to handle whatever comes our way. Making sure you take some time each day for yourself is essential when it comes to managing your stress levels effectively. Whether it's reading a book, listening to music, or simply spending quality time with loved ones, make sure you find ways throughout your day that bring joy into your life. Main idea number 17. Learning to say no is an important skill for managing stress. When we are presented with too many tasks or requests, it can be difficult to prioritize and make decisions about what needs our attention first. Saying no allows us to focus on the most important tasks and avoid feeling overwhelmed by all of the demands placed upon us. When learning how to say no, it is important to remember that you do not have to justify your decision or explain why you cannot take on a task. You can simply state that you are unable to fulfill the request at this time without providing any further explanation. This will help reduce feelings of guilt or anxiety associated with saying no. It is also helpful to practice self-care when learning how to say no. Taking breaks throughout the day, getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals, and engaging in activities that bring joy can help reduce stress levels and give you more energy for tackling tasks. Main idea number 18. Practicing gratitude is a powerful way to reduce stress. It helps us to focus on the positive aspects of our lives, rather than dwelling on the negative. When we take time to appreciate what we have and be thankful for it, it can help us feel more content and less overwhelmed by life's challenges. Gratitude also encourages us to look at situations from different perspectives, which can help us find solutions that are more effective in managing our stress. One way to practice gratitude is through journaling or writing down things you are grateful for each day. This could include anything from your family and friends, your job or career path, or even small moments throughout the day that bring joy into your life. Taking time out of each day to reflect on these things will help you stay focused on the good in life instead of getting bogged down by all its difficulties. Another great way to practice gratitude is through acts of kindness towards others. Doing something nice for someone else not only makes them feel appreciated but also boosts our own sense of well-being as well. Whether it's sending a thank you note or volunteering at a local charity organization, taking action with an attitude of appreciation can make all the difference when it comes to reducing stress levels. Main idea number 19. Seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor can be an effective way to reduce stress. A trained professional can provide emotional support and guidance, helping you to identify the sources of your stress and develop strategies for managing it. They may also suggest lifestyle changes that could improve your overall well-being, such as getting more exercise or improving your diet. Additionally, they can offer techniques for relaxation and mindfulness that will help you cope with difficult situations in a healthier way. Therapy is not only beneficial for reducing stress but also for addressing underlying issues that may be contributing to it. For example, if you are struggling with anxiety or depression, therapy can help you learn how to manage these conditions so they don't interfere with your daily life. It is important to remember that seeking professional help does not mean there is something wrong with you, rather, it means that you are taking proactive steps towards bettering yourself. Main idea number 20. A stress management plan should begin with an assessment of your current level of stress. This can be done by taking a few moments to reflect on the sources and intensity of your stress. Once you have identified the sources, it is important to develop strategies for managing them. One strategy may involve setting realistic goals and expectations for yourself in order to reduce pressure and anxiety. It is also important to practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or progressive muscle relaxation in order to reduce physical tension associated with stress. Additionally, engaging in regular exercise can help manage both physical and mental symptoms of stress. It is also beneficial to take time out from stressful situations when needed, whether that means taking a break from work or simply spending some time alone doing something enjoyable like reading or listening to music. Finally, it is important not only to recognize signs of distress but also seek support from family members, friends, colleagues, or professionals if necessary. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.